Well, we've got in studio with us Imbalenhle Mavimpela, and you'll recognize her from several shows, but mainly, if you don't know, the wife and Isiphetho. She's in studio joining us this morning. She's came all the way from Joburg to be with us. Good morning, and thank you so much.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Imbalenhle.
You guys pronounce my name and surname so well. Thank you.
Imbalenhle.
Because they normally say Mbali. I'm like, no, I want the full name.
So Carmen actually said earlier, we're not friends yet, so we don't wanna, like, intrude, you know, like step on anything. So
Mbali.
I didn't say Mbali, like, so Mbali.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you leave, we can call you Mbali, because we'll be friends by then.
Sure.
I want to chat about all your roles and everything that you've done, but let's chat quickly about you are currently DJing now as well. How did that come about?
I mean, I'm an artist, so it comes naturally. It's music. It's part of art. So it wasn't something that was like too far off my career. But right after The Wife, I had a gap.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I took that gap to make some more money and to explore more of, you know, the entertainment industry. So then DJing was like kind of the first thing that was there. And then a lot of women were also getting into it.
Yeah.
Why not?
But what's the background there in terms of, like, did someone teach you? Because it does look complicated.
It is very complicated.
Yes.
I mean,
complicated.
I'm still under construction. I'm still making sure that I understand the decks. I mean, Lebs at the Villain had, like, DJing classes.
Yeah.
So I went for that. But before that, like, my dad had decks at home just playing for us. He's not famous or anything. He just loved music.
Okay.
So I'd also just watch from that and see. And I just found it really cool.
What music do you DJ? Do you play amapiano or
no,
hip-hop?
No, I didn't want to do amapiano because everyone's doing
it. So
what
do you do?
Okay, Afro house, Afro tech, and sometimes a bit of gom. Towards the end of my set.
So it's KZN roots.
I was debating with Carmen earlier, right?
Yeah.
And guys, it's fine to admit this. Paris Hilton did it. She made lots of money.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where you rock up to a place, you're obviously on the lineup and you're the big star there. You've done your premix, you put in the USB, you're there, you do your mixing. So what's your thoughts on that? Because you're Imbalenhle Mavimpela. You're there, right? Whether you are mixing or not mixing, no one cares.
I know. And I've had that before where they just like, Imbalenhle.
Yes,
they
exactly.
Don't care.
I saw Tulipong.
We saw her at Rockets.
I can tell you for free that she wasn't.
No, guys, I have to mix for sure. Lebza was very strict with that.
Yeah.
He was just like, you're not going to play mixes. You can play a remix of a song, but you can't just play a mix and pretend as if you're touching, you know.
So
I want to teach you the right
thing. Industry, right? Because you're an insider in the industry. How many people just plug in the USB? Percentage wise,
she's not here to throw shade on others.
I've seen her playing, but I don't watch the.
Yeah.
No, we were close. Myself and Carmen, we're there.
In her defense, I had the best time. I loved seeing her.
Yes.
I was so thrilled to be there.
Yes.
I loved her music. So it doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't matter.
Thank you.
Guys.
So,
we got to get into traffic. We could just be chatting all day long, but we got to do these things. Actress, DJ, content creator, entrepreneur, Imbalenhle Mavimpela is here with us. We're going to be chatting.
East Coast Breakfast.
We're just having a good old chat.
We're just hanging.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Imbalenhle, one of the questions, it's such a Durban thing, and Carmen didn't really understand why there's such a thing, like the whole thing about schools.
Yeah.
You know, you need to give your school a shout out. So
which
high school did you go to?
Pinetown Girls High. Pinetown
Girls alumni is pretty decent. Come went to Pinetown.
Yes.
Quez Indovu.
Oh.
It's
Minin Duli as well.
Oh, guys.
Wow.
Sure.
Pinetown born and fled.
No. And you were saying, Gucci, you wanna go back there and what?
Yeah,
wanna,
like, just something to give back. I mean, just to motivate the girls and just see, Gucci, what's happening, guys? Are y'all still motivated? Are we still gonna get stars?
Are you still, producing the Malay?
You know,
you know?
Basically.
So getting back to your acting, right? Mm-hmm. And when you did the role of the wife, did you think or realize it was going to be such a cultural phenomenon and it was going to be so huge because the books were already quite popular, right?
Yes.
What was that experience like when the show just, I guess, aired for the first time?
Guys, I was really expecting it to be that big, hey? So I really prepared myself mentally and emotionally for it because I just knew it's going to be huge because of the books also. So auditioning for the role Hlomo specifically. I mean, I auditioned for the friend as well, but yes, her friend was Lerato, so I guess I fitted more for Hlomo. Oh. So getting that role specifically, I just knew when I got the call that okay, you're gonna play Hlomo. I just knew it's gonna be crazy.
The whole thing of the books, guys, was who is gonna play this particular character because she's the center of the books, and
that's where the pressure was.
Yeah,
the casting. Who is gonna play Hlomo? So then, when I saw that there's a hype around that, I had to just get into my zone and just say, Bali, this is gonna be big.
Nice.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, we've seen you in Isipetu, do people like still shout out, you know,
Butle?
In Joburg they say Butle, funny enough. Yeah, so here it's still very much Hlomo. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, still call me Hlomo.
But the thing is though, I mean, you talk about your audition for Lerato, you didn't get that one, you got Hlomo. And there are so many things happening in South Africa. So when I go to my mom's side of the family, Friday, we start watching from 6 p.m. and they finish watching at 9:30. They go from this to Isipetu to this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And they know all the... Did you ever... and I'm sure you have, and I'm sure you're allowed to, like some of the other things you've auditioned for, roles that you didn't get, and something that became quite big. Like, I can see you, Gusmai.
It's by an audition for Zama, the character that Linda Mdogo
played. Really? Yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, did the callbacks. It was like, her, me, and some other ladies. And then on Ushaga, it was Nandi. But I mean, most ladies audition for Ushaga, for Nandi.
For Ushaga Ilembe.
Ushaga Ilembe, yes. So I auditioned for Nandi. And did callbacks, you know, a couple of times, and that gives you hope. You just always feel like, I'm gonna get the role.
And then they go with the Nomzam.
Yeah.
Was it Nomzam? Yeah, it was.
Yes, it was Nomzam. It was Nomzam. And then other shows, I forgot the other shows, but the big ones, it's these ones, yeah.
I want to know, who are some of the actors that stand out for you? Because you've acted with quite a cast, from The Wife, even now Isipetu. Like, you work with really experienced, amazing actors that we've seen. I've grown up watching these people. What is it like, that experience with them? Yeah, describe that.
Like working with stars?
Yeah.
Or people that I grew up watching?
Just people that, both of that. Like, what was that like, working with people like that?
So, guys, I don't know how I train myself to just calm down, but I always tell myself to not fan out. You know, like, I can't...
Stay cool.
Be cool. I have to stay cool. I have to stay cool because we're playing with each other. Like, we touch each other. We in each other's faces. So if I'm already a fan, then you're going to feel like Mbali's probably watching my every move. Yeah. So I'm like, it's going to make them feel uncomfortable. Mm. So I have to play cool. I have to be a friend. Then tell you later. Actually, you're not always being a fan.
All right, we're about 3 minutes away from 8:30 Newswatch headlines and all. And Mbale and Claire Mavimbela is here in the studio with us.
It's East Coast Breakfast.
Mbale and Claire Mavimbela. But to her friends... Bali.
She's also a Kaiser Chiefs fan, by the way.
Yes, I'm a Kosi for life.
I'm a Kosi for... It's not me.
What are we going to do, Darren?
It's not me, because we're a big club.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Well, let me... Okay. Well, now, finally, it's 2-2, so it's even.
It's even for once.
Yeah, it's Sundowns, little bit.
Sundowns.
So, and it's Chiefs against Sundowns this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so we'll see.
No, it's happening in Joburg,
So...
I have an acting question.
Yes.
Oh, away from football, guys. I want to know, what do you do? Thank you. On your time, like during your downtime, because you're obviously into these characters emotionally when you're actually acting. What do you do the rest of the time to take your mind away from that?
Hiking.
Oh, nice.
Traveling. Yeah, I have to do something that's like mentally what?
Cleansing.
Yeah.
Do you do scuba diving? That's a nice one.
I wanted to start scuba diving. I'm just worried about like my chest and breathing and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like...
Believe it or not, I know you like it might not make sense if you look at him.
But I was just going to say.
This one here is...
Quite the diver.
Scuba diver.
And apparently that's very therapeutic. So I wanted to try that out in Zanzibar.
Well, next time you give it a bash. But I mean, to follow up on Carmen's question, getting into character, are you, do you just like jump into it like a De Niro, or you're an Al Pacino where you need space and your method and you wear the jewelry of your character and method, you take it a little bit home with you?
It's definitely method acting, especially with the wife. It was that because of how hectic the character was. You get light characters where you're like, okay, I can just be normal and be myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I did method acting where, obviously, it's like wearing Hlomo's ring all the time. You start believing that you're this character.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Talking to my co-star most of the time, chilling with them on set so that we build that chemistry as well, so that we feel like we're actually married or we're in a relationship. So now taking that home is now the difficult part, because now it's like, I need to be myself and watch TV and just be a normal person, but it's
but
not
can't.
Easy, So I went to therapy for that. That helped a lot, because now I had to separate myself from the character.
Sure.
Especially with the abuse scenes, guys. That was not easy.
Hectic.
I found myself like triggered when I've never been abused. Oh, so it was like, what's happening, you know? Sure. So it felt real, basically.
Wow. That is crazy. And it's so hard to explain to loved ones as well, because they're like going, hang on a second, why are you not you? And you're like, well, I am me, but I'm just
And you
other
have
me.
To always explain and say, guys, like, I'm still in character. Okay. So when you're not in character, they're like, ah, so you're actor, right? I'm like, I'm not, guys. I'm myself. But honestly, it is, it's challenging. Because most people don't understand the method acting side of acting. That you are the character most of the time. Even on set, you know, some crew members get offended when you're just quiet and you're walking straight to your room. Yeah, they're like, okay, hello, hi, can we talk to you? And you're like, guys, please, I need this space so I can make sure the next scene I shoot is amazing.
What would be your dream role?
So what type of role?
Yes.
It has to be action, because I've never done an action movie. Well, I have, but it wasn't, it was just like an after film. So I want to do like an action role where I'm just this.
Like fight sequences and everything.
A fight sequences. Oh,
like a John Wick vibes.
Basically.
Yeah.
Where I have to learn like a whole.
Yeah.
I get a coach and. You know,
I love that,
I want something like that. Something physically challenging, not emotionally challenging.
Oh,
I've had that already.
You've been there.
Yeah,
you've
been there.
That.
I'm fine. Guys, I cried on the wife. Like with this new role, I always ask my directors, please don't make me cry. They're like, but now the scene is. I'm like, guys, I'm sure I can play it in another way.
Yeah.
Besides crying.
So all the crying on the wife was real.
It was. It was.
Well, this is KZN. A lot of people don't know this. KZN, we got a hell of a lot of producers out here and writers that are out here listening right now. Are you hearing? There's a wish list here. We're looking for it. I would go see a John Wick with you. You as John Wick in KZN. I would do that. I would pay money to go watch that at the cinema. I would do that. And who, like, you know, like dream actor or actress to work with? Have we asked you this question?
No, you guys
haven't. Who would you like to work with?
Ugh, so many people. But the guy and the Joker now.
Joaquin.
Yes.
Oh, don't get Darren started here, please. we're going to get into news at quarter.
Rather give us your other the rest of the list.
Give us your South African
Tell
list.
Tell us who else is on the list.
South African list. Oh, no, it's a lot of people in South Africa. Yeah. And also it's like, I probably will work with them. So
it's just course. Like at some point.
You know what, we could have this conversation for hours. If anyone's trying to reach out to you or they want to see what you're doing, how apart from tuning in, where can we find out about you?
Social media.
Which one's your favorite?
So Instagram. That's the easiest one right now.
And who are you on the gram? What's your handle there?
Mbalentle double underscore M.
So double underscore. Okay.
Instagram didn't give me one underscore. They're like, that's the only option for you. So all my details, booking details and everything is on Instagram.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And
thank you so much,
you're in town, you literally, we're going to go take you to biometrics. We'll scan your face and you just show up and
you'll
go, hey guys.
Whenever you want to come, just come to East Coast Radio.
You just come and chill, okay?
Yeah.
That's nice. Are you guys being
so we'll take you to Darren, IT now.
Whatever Darren says, don't worry, usually is, it makes it, it happens.
Yeah.
Darren's a guy.
Anytime you show up, at minimum a cup of coffee and the best, and then at least we can get you on there just for a chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Darren, Sky, and Carmen on East Coast Radio.